Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with us today. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. My website is www.jbsba.com. Don't forget all the things you can do at that site, which I think is a little bit of small business heaven, including subscribing to my free newsletter, which comes every week. And I'll remind you folks, in addition to the couple of articles that I always post in the newsletter every week, there's also the schedule for the week ahead. That it comes on Sunday in your email every Sunday afternoon. We're now in our sixth year, and but in addition to all the other stuff, you at the bottom is the schedule for the shows that are coming up in the week ahead, and that way it give you a little bit of an idea about who's going to be on the show that week to see if and when you want to tune in. And don't forget that subscribing is easy to the newsletter, and you can unsubscribe just as easily if you decide you change your mind. And as you know, ladies and gentlemen, we have a very strict privacy policy, and nobody gets the newsletter who didn't ask for it. And if you decide, and whatever you give to us stays with us. We never sell or loan or give out any of your addresses. Very, very strict privacy policy. Somebody else who has a very strict privacy policy, I know, is our good friend Phil Holland. Phil used to be in the donut business. I wish I'd known him then. I'd have gotten a discount on some donuts, but he's now in the business of helping small business owners, and especially startup small business owners, do a better job and have the maximum opportunity to be successful. He's the founder of My Own Business Incorporated, and he's our good friend, longtime member of our Brain Trust. Phil Holland, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Good to talk to you again.
It's good to have you back, and I wish I'd known you when you were in the donut business. I would have visited you more often, I think.
Well, I started a chain out here some years ago by the name of Yum Yum Donuts, and I got to tell you, I'm very proud that here recently Yum Yum purchased Winchell Donuts.
Wow.
So that's kind of a feather in the cap.
Did you make cake donuts? I love cake donuts.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They're
oh,
my
yeah.
favorite. By the way, folks, any of you listening, you know, you want to do something nice. Okay, I like the chocolate cake donuts, by the way. You know, Phil, you were with me in Washington last week as we celebrated Small Business Week. You and I were both there helping the SBA whoop it up on behalf of small businesses. I don't know about you, but that's our annual pilgrimage to Washington, D.C. For Small Business Week, and it was a great week, wasn't it?
Well, it was, Jim, and while I was a speaker in one of the group sessions, my hat's off to you for being a host at one of the major sessions, and I think that was a great recognition to you that was extended by the SBA.
Well, I appreciate that. It was a lot of fun. We had a good time, but you as well, and you're very high on the SBA's list of notables. I know that they were very pleased to have you there. Now, your group was you did a group on financing, didn't you?
I was involved in a session on international business.
Okay, the international trade segment. Okay,
global marketing.
Right. What did you guys talk about?
Essentially what the topic was that international trade and global marketing is becoming more and more important because the world is getting smaller. So the SBA has been placing some special emphasis on providing information for people who want to start global businesses. The thing is that while our website, our course, myownbusiness.org, explains the basic do's and don'ts of operating a business, when people get involved in international trade, there are some additional hurdles that they need to learn.
Mm-hmm.
And the SBA is beginning to document what those requirements are. And I think the message today is that there are some government resources for people starting business that are just wonderful. They're all free, all easily accessed, And if one thing that we can accomplish, perhaps in our talk, in our conversation this morning, is to mention what some of these government resources are.
Well, I'd like that because my audience knows that for some number of years now, I've been encouraging them, even if they didn't think that, this year they were going to do any exporting or importing, I've encouraged them to start the process of getting educated about what it would take. And we have introduced my audience to a number of the people that you're going to remind us about today. And, you know, I had Jim Morrison on the show last week, who's the president of the Small Business Import-Export Association. And I asked him this question. I said, Jim, if I sell something in if I'm an American and I sell something on eBay to somebody in India, does that make me an exporter? He said, absolutely.
Sure.
I want you, I want your thoughts on that when we come back. Folks, you may be closer to being an exporter and importer than you know. 20 till. We're going to be right back with our good friend Phil Holland right after these messages. Stay with us.
All the leaves on the trees are falling to the sound of the breezes that blow. And I'm trying to please to the calling of your heartstrings that play soft and low. Your love give me such a thrill, but your love don't pay my bills. I need
money. We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with our good friend Phil Holland. He's the founder of My Own Business Incorporated. And Phil, you were talking about some online resources that the government makes available, but I'd like, before we go any further, I'd like for you to tell us about the resources that are available at your website.
Well, our website, which is myownbusiness.org, it's an organization which is a nonprofit, and we have pulled together a group of been there, done that business people who have made all the mistakes in starting a business. And over a 12-session free course, you don't even have to log on, people can learn all the basic do's and don'ts of starting a business.
A free course. This is made available for free, folks.
Yeah.
And, you know, some of you have heard me talking about this. You've heard me writing about, you know, if there were a course for small businesses, more small businesses would succeed than fail. And folks, there is one now and has been now for some time that Phil has been making available. And this has been a labor of love for you, Phil, because I know you were a hardcore entrepreneur for a long time in your life, but you decided to give back. And this is a great testament to the kind of human being that you are. And I'm glad to know that you're our friend.
Well, thank you, Jim. It's been a very satisfying experience, and we've been building the material on this website for actually 13 years now. So it's a huge resource of basics.
MyOwnBusiness.org, folks, is free. It's a free resource. If you're a small business owner or want to be, especially if you want to be, if you're an employee and you want to do a better job as an employee of your company, go and check out what Phil makes available. And as you say, Phil, it's just, I mean, you guys don't even ask that to know who the person is, do you?
That's correct. You don't even have to log on.
Yeah. So check that out, myownbusiness.org. Phil, we were talking about some of the other resources, and I was mentioning that you were talking about doing business overseas, and I was talking about the fact that eBay has made importers and exporters of a lot of small businesses, hasn't it?
Well, yes, it has. And, of course, one of the skills that are needed by international business people is to have very highly developed skills, both in the Internet delivery and marketing. And eBay, of course, is one of the tools that can be used in international marketing. But the importance of a person's website and handling cash transactions that's a key to international marketing.
Well, technology has really compressed the globe and made it a lot smaller, especially with some of these resources that are available from the government, like the U.S. Commercial Services, buyusa.com, and some of these others, Phil, that you're familiar with.
Right. There are a number of government agencies that are involved in helping startup businesses. The three key government websites to keep in mind, there is the SBA.gov, mm-hmm. there's the IRS.gov, and there's SCORE, SCORE.gov. And all of these provide a huge number of different topics which are covered, all free, for businesses. Now, some people have difficulty remembering all these sources, but on our website, you can go to the myownbusiness.org website, and under the heading of Business Resources, all of these federal government websites are listed. But I would say that the SBA.gov, IRS.gov are the two principal resources, and from there is just a candy store of information.
Now, Phil, you've got my audience all over the world scratching their head right now, especially in the United States. They're scratching their head right now, and they're kind of cocking their head over to one side, and they're looking at you a little askance, and they're saying, what in the world is the matter with him? He was doing so good for so long until he mentioned IRS. Why in the world would you mention that?
Well, the IRS plays a very important role in teaching new businesses the basics of what the government regulations are, in taxes and organization.
Keep you out of trouble.
Oh yes, and I think one of the best things that a person can do, one of the important things, is to collect all of this free data. The IRS, for example, even have CDs available on basic business principles, on regulations, on federal regulations, state regulations. So they're wonderful resources. They charge nothing for the information. It's easily accessible. And they link to other resources which provide additional information. For example, the SBA will link people to our website who are interested in taking an online training course.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not just information from people in Washington. They have collected huge resources from all kinds of places that where people can go to receive help.
Well, one of the things that you're pointing out that I've noticed over the years is that more and more government agencies are partnering with commercial organizations and nonprofits to get the word out about resources that are available.
That's correct.
They're learning that they can't live in their silos, aren't they, Phil? They're realizing that we're all part of the same marketplace, and we work better when we work together.
Sure, and the federal government realizes, to the extent that free enterprise is expanded through new businesses, it simply strengthens our economies. And they realize that when this is done throughout the world, it also strengthens the businesses and the economics of free countries all over the world.
So which is the reason why I'm excited about import-export among small businesses around the world, Phil, because I believe what Frederick Bastiat said 150, 60 years ago. He said, when goods cross borders, armies don't.
Yeah.
When you and I trade with somebody in China, it's a lot harder for us to, when we do business with somebody in India or China or Afghanistan or wherever, it's a lot harder for us to hate those people, to not like those people, or to be afraid of them if we've already done business with them. And I believe that's the case. Stand by. We're going to come back and talk some more with our good friend Phil Holland. He's the founder of My Own Business, and that website is myownbusiness.org. Tim Till, stay with us. Back at 7:02. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Phil Holland. And Phil's with the founder of My Own Business, and the website is myownbusiness.org, and I encourage you to go there and check out the free course, ladies and gentlemen. Phil, why don't you take a few minutes and tell us about some of the steps of that course, because we've been telling the audience about all these other places they can go, but I want you to give us a little tour of that site.
Our approach is that succeeding in business is like running a race with 12 hurdles in it. And the 12 hurdles are all business disciplines that people have to know where the pitfalls are. So we present 12 sessions in a sequential manner. The first session covers how to pick a business. A lot of mistakes made in that area, that mm-hmm. hurdle. And then sequentially, we go through all of the other disciplines, including how to prepare a business plan, financing, marketing, even real estate, how to sign what the problems are in signing a lease, how to grow a business. So that by the time the people who are taking the course complete it, they not only know where all those pitfalls are, but at the same time, they've completed a business plan. So we emphasize not so much what to do, but what not to do, because people fail in business because they make what we say are avoidable mistakes.
Well, what about now? I realize that your program gets people going from the, literally square one. I mean, these are people that a lot of people that sign up for what you, for your program literally are absolutely rookies. But what do you say to people when they say, should I get one of these software programs that help me to put together a business plan? Does your program replace that, or is it just help them become better at creating a formal business plan?
We give them a generic, basic approach, including sample plans, including blank templates that they can download. A person does not have to go purchase a business plan in order to design their own, because it's a rather simplistic approach. Very basic, very focused on early numbers, and very focused on cash flow. So, in one session, people will need to know basically what is required to do their own business plan, and we provide them free tools on filling in blank forms.
What do you think is the most dangerous thing that small business owners don't pay attention to when they're starting their businesses? What do you think is the most important thing they need to pay attention to so they don't do that?
The most important problem in starting a business is people many times don't pick the right business to begin with. It has to be a business with pricing power. It has to be a business that avoids getting into something that is a commodity type business.
Explain pricing power.
Pricing power means that you need to be able to get a fair price for your product or service without competition from someone with a lower cost or who is, you might say, you don't want to have to compete against the person who is dumber to the extent of not knowing what a correct price should be.
Someone who doesn't really know, they're pricing their product because they don't really know what it costs to stay in business. But then you've also got the big box companies who can sell it cheaper than you can buy it.
That's correct.
Sometimes.
And one of the cautions that we cite is that people need to be in businesses where they're not going head-to-head against people who can outperform them in price. Unless
they can figure out how to deliver that same thing in a way that people will pay them for it.
That's
for the
correct.
Delivery.
Many niche businesses can succeed next door to a Walmart.
Isn't that the key to small business in the 21st century?
It is, and I think also another emphasis should be on service businesses, because a service businesses has usually more pricing power than a business where you're marketing a product.
Right. Well, give us an example of what that would be.
For example, the people that I get my the cleaners that I take my shirts to, they don't speak English. But they know my name. They say, good morning, Mr. Holland. They say, have a nice day, Mr. Holland. I'm not going to shop around to have my shirts done cheaper.
If they remember your name, that's all it takes, isn't it? You're pretty easy, Phil. Hey, Phil, give us your website one more time.
Myownbusiness.org.
Thank you for being here, Phil. It's always a pleasure.
Thank you, Jim.
We'll see you next time. Phil Holland, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back another day. I got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes. Small business owners, each and every one, and I want you to remember, when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile. This is Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.